Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 423. Visible translated text is as follows. S.L. Ross, 3ER, sworn for the state. I am a city policeman. On Monday, April 26th, I went out to see Mrs. White. On May 6th or 7th was the first time I knew Mrs. White claimed to have seen a Negro at the factory on April 26th. These are the same chips we had at factory. The club was not on floor by elevator the day I searched the place. I had a flashlight and searched for everything. I would have seen it had it been there. Cross-examination. I made no inquiry of her about this before. She volunteered the information when I came out the second time. James Conley, sworn for the state. I had a little conversation with Mr. Frank on Friday, the 25th of April. He wanted me to come to the pencil factory that Friday morning, that he had some work on the third floor he wanted me to do. All right, I will talk louder. Friday evening, about 3 o'clock, Mr. Frank came to the fourth floor where I was working and said he wanted me to come to the pencil factory on Saturday morning at 8:30, that he had some work for me to do on the second floor. I have been working for the pencil company a little over 2 years. Yes, I had gone back there that way for Mr. Frank before, when he asked me to come back. I got to the pencil factory about 8:30 on April 26th. Mr. Frank and me got to the door at the same time. Mr. Frank walked on the inside and I walked behind him and he says to me, "Good morning." And I says, "Good morning, Mr. Frank." He says, "You are a little early this morning." And I says, "No, sir, I am not early." He says, "Well, you are a little early to do what I wanted you to do for me, and I want you to watch for me like you have been doing the rest of the Saturdays." I always stayed on the first floor like I stayed the 26th of April and watched for Mr. Frank while he and a young lady would be upon the second floor. 83 chatting, I don't know what they were doing. He only told me,